Listen, all you need to know is this weekend's going to be beautiful. And someone who's going to be out and about, I am sure of it, is George Logan, the Republican candidate in the 5th Congressional District. Joining us here this morning at Mary's Diner on Watertown Avenue in Waterbury, right?
Yeah.
It's a big city for the 5th, right? This
Absolutely.
Is an important spot for you.
Sure is. I mean, you know, the folks here, the diversity, folks are energized here.
You can see the diversity coming in here,
absolutely,
by the way.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, from the young to seniors. You know, I met a veteran coming, walking through here. You find everything at Mary's Diner here.
How's it going?
Well, it's going well. You know, the excitement and the energy's there. We're training new volunteers every day, you know, so folks are coming on board. We're out in the community going to festivals from Danbury to Waterbury to Meriden to New Britain and Simsbury. We're all over the district. Football game tonight in Newtown, so we're keeping the action going.
What did you think of the poll earlier in the week? Because, you know, like a race like this, as big as it is, and it even garners national attention, and we know national money, but you don't get the regular polling like a presidential race would. And I view polls as you really got to look at them as patterns. So a one-off is difficult. But what did you think of the numbers?
Yeah, you know, for me, you know, polls are polls. You know, for me, it's at the end of the election day is what I'm aiming for. And I'm out in the community, right? So I already could see and feel that the energy is there. You know, I'm knocking on doors. Folks are recognizing me when I'm in neighborhoods. Cars are stopping, yelling out, "Odobo no." And, you know, so we have memorable commercials.
That's a good commercial message with his mom.
Yeah, good, you know, good messages. And my name recognition, name ID is a lot higher than it was last election cycle. And I could just tell folks are tired of just, you know, since the last election, right, two more years of high grocery prices, high gas prices. They look and see that still the crisis at the southern border, and it's having an effect, you know, even here in Connecticut with the opioid crisis. We got illegal drugs coming across the border, illegal guns coming across the border. You know, folks don't they don't feel secure financially. And they don't feel secure in terms of their, you know, physically, you know, safety. So all of those things. And, you know, they believe, I tell folks, look, really, this campaign is about, do you want more of the same or do you want a new voice in Congress? And, our campaign, I'm here providing that alternative for folks.
Outside, we're talking with George Logan, Republican candidate in the 5th District here on Brian and Company at Mary's Diner in Waterbury. Outside of immigration and affordability, because those are your hammer points, I mean, for Republicans across the country, right? What would be issue number three?
Housing is a big issue. Affordability, when you look at cost of rent, mortgage costs, and then young people are having a hard time, one, with job opportunities here in Connecticut, and being able to do what I was able to do with my family, right, which is start a family, buy a home. My son's 25, he's working out of the state. My daughter just graduated from college about a year ago, having a hard time finding employment here in Connecticut. She's looking at other states as well. That's an issue. We need to make Connecticut more affordable for folks. We need to put more money in people's pockets. You know, I want to go to Washington. I want to stop reckless government spending that I believe this government-induced inflation is hurting people here in the district. I want to lower taxes. I want, again, people to have more money in their pockets. We need more job opportunities here in Connecticut. We need to encourage business growth here in Connecticut. And right now, with regulations here at the state level and at the federal level, it's making it harder and harder for entrepreneurs. And I'm talking about small business owners. I'm talking about medium business owners to start a business and to grow their business, and we need to see more of that happening.
I have one tough question for you.
Sure.
I really am using this venue, and we'll have Congresswoman Hayes on as well, as a chance for you to give your closing message to our listeners and as
sure.
they make their decision. But I do want to ask you, because it was interesting to me, because on our air you said you were going to vote for Donald Trump, and then in the debate you demurred. And I'm curious, why did you demur? Why wouldn't you? I mean, why? Because I think an overall strong performance, that was a moment that people stuck to. Why wouldn't you just say who you were going to vote for in the presidential election when you've already said it?
I have been consistent and clear. I mean, I don't know how much more clear I can be. I'm voting for the Republican presidential ticket.
But you won't say his name. That's the thing that, and I actually, this is the one thing where, why is that? If you're not going to say it, like, tell me, why is that?
Well, look, I'm here running for this office, right, to work, to go to Congress, and I'm going to work with whoever is in the White House. So my opponent doesn't want to talk about the issues, the affordability issue, the crime issue, doesn't want to talk about the failed foreign policy. She wants to talk about anything other than her failed performance in Washington. And she'd rather talk more about the presidential campaign than our campaign and what the people in the district are suffering and why they're suffering and why I believe that we need a new voice in Congress, because she has not delivered. And my goal here isn't to, unlike my opponent, right? She supports Bidenomics. She wants to continue with the Biden-Harris administration and policy. She said that over and over again. But that's not what I'm about. I want to work with whoever's in the White House. I want to work on a bipartisan basis. Look, I had a 97% bipartisan record in the state Senate. My opponent has a 99% voting record in line with the Biden-Harris administration. That is the difference. I am truly going to work with Democrats and Republicans to solve our common problems.
So two last questions here in closing. One is, we're talking with George Logan, Republican candidate for Congress in the 5th District. 4 years in the state Senate, was that?
How many? That's right, two terms, okay. Yeah.
So 2 terms in the state Senate, and then you want to go to Washington to represent, you know, thousands and thousands of people here.
Yes.
So state the case of why you can go there and be a presence enough among 435 to get stuff done for this district.
Look, my goal is simple. I want the Connecticut's 5th Congressional District to be the best place to live, work, and raise a family. And right now, folks are drowning in debt just to stay afloat. Folks are working not just one, but two jobs, both couples having a hard time in terms of school. They feel like they're boxed out of their children's education. We've got veterans and seniors. We've got, our health care is a big issue for folks in the district. And again, my opponent just hasn't delivered. I plan on bringing that bipartisan, attitude down to Washington. And I'm going to support and work with policies, whether they come from the White House, whether it comes from the Democrat side of the aisle, or the Republican side out. And if there's bills or proposals or policies that are not helpful to the people of the 5th Congressional District, I'm going to fight against those as well. You take a look at things like, let's look at the salt tax, right? The state and local tax deduction. That was eliminated, right, under a Republican administration, right? I want to go to Washington, and I want to bring back that salt deduction, right? Because that has been devastating for families here in Connecticut. We need relief. We're one of the more higher tax states, and taxes is an issue. Social Security, right? Why are seniors, right, being taxed on their Social Security benefits? I want to fight to eliminate that tax as well. So there are ways and areas where we can tackle to help bring some relief for people in a district. Number one is the affordability. I think the government's one of its biggest responsibilities is to keep their people in the country safe. We need to secure our borders. And now it's not even just the southern border, it's the northern border as well with Canada, even touching some New England states. So that issue with the border crisis, which I believe the Democratic administration created, right? And they have refused to address and to fix it. I want to go down. I want to be a vocal advocate for securing our borders, because illegal immigration hurts legal immigration. I want to go down there. I believe in legal immigration. My parents came here from Guatemala, right? We need to fix our immigration system so we have a better process for people from other countries to migrate to the United States of America.
I a lot of that resonates. I mean, I think my problem is, I mean, the borders, actually, the situation has gotten dramatically better in the last 6 months. But I think the lack of acknowledgement that, I think what they wanted to do was get rid of the Trump style, and then they just didn't change anything, and then all of a sudden 2.5 years later they realized there was an issue they could lose on, and they tried to make up for lost time. But I do think that it is an issue, and I just wish, I guess, there was a little more acknowledgement on the other side that it's a challenge and they weren't perfect. Like, even Harris, I think, should just say, listen, we didn't want to do what Trump was doing, but we didn't recognize early enough that it was a problem, and now we have it under control. I think that would be a much better talking point for them. But listen, just 30 seconds, you got a lot in there. I didn't interrupt you, though if we had a longer period of time, I don't think it's the time necessarily to challenge you on everything. But I do want to give you and Congressman Hayes a chance to state your case. Is there anything else you want to say? Because you said pretty much everything. But is there anything else you want to say to people out there? Because we have a lot of listeners in this area.
Sure. Now is the time for action. If you want to change a new voice in Congress, talk to your neighbors. Go to my my website, georgeloganforcongress.com, if you want to volunteer. Early voting. Early voting starts next week. I'm encouraging early voting. Get out there and vote as early as possible. It's important that your voice is heard. This is an opportunity for us to move our country in a different direction. This is an opportunity for us to move the 5th Congressional District in a different direction and really have a voice down there in Washington. I'm looking forward God willing, to win this seat and represent the people of this district, and I will work tirelessly day and night. I'm someone that you're not just going to see during campaign season. I will be ever, you know, present throughout the year, working and getting into the communities so I can make sure that I'm focusing on the right things in Washington, not focused on what my political party or any political party is doing down in Washington. Focus on the issues of the people of the 5th Congressional District, and I'm looking forward to being that voice.
George, best of luck. It's great to see you as always.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it.